ಶುಭೋದಯ. ಶ್ರುತಮ್ಮೆ ಗೋಪಾಯ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಗುಡ್ ಐ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೇ ದೇ ರಿಮೈನ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೀ ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್. ದ ಪತಂಜಲಿ, ಪತಂಜಲಿಸ್ ಎರಾ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಬುದ್ಧ. ಪತಂಜಲಿ ಡ್ರೂ ಇನ್ಸ್ಪಿರೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿಸ್ಟ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪತಂಜಲಿಸ್ ಯೋಗ ಸೂತ್ರ 195 ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಅಪ್ರಿಷಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಬುದ್ಧಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಬುದ್ಧಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಪತಂಜಲಿ ಯೋಗ ಸೂತ್ರ ದ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಪಾದ ಹೀಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಟ್ರ್ಯಾಂಕ್ವಿಲಿಟಿ, ಹೌ ಟು ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ದ ಬುದ್ಧಿಸ್ಟ್ ಟುಕ್ ದ ಇನ್ಸ್ಪಿರೇಷನ್, ಹೀ ಸೆಡ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಬ್ರೀದಿಂಗ್, ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಎ ಕಲರ್ ಆರ್ ಎ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. He has given various options and Buddhists, they took on the breathing and they developed what is called as modern day vipassana meditation is common. It's contemplating on the breathing. Just observe your breathing, mind becomes calm. Patanjali in his 195 sutras divided yoga shastra into 4 sections: samadhi pada, sadhana pada, vibhuti pada, kaivalya pada. Samadhi pada, come back home. Samadhi means you have gone out of your home, you have to come back to your own home. Samadhi means you have to come back to your home. Samadhi, you come back. And to come back to your home, you are lost, your track. You have to come back. What you have to do? You have to do sadhana. You have to practice. You have lost your way. To find your way, you have to practice. What motivates me to practice? What motivates me to practice? In the Vibhuti Pada, it talks about various things in your life. It inspires you to come back home. It is covered in the Vibhuti Pada. What are the things motivates you to come back home? In the Vibhuti Pada, Kaivalya Pada, Kaivalya Pada is talking about you have to have single-pointed goal to come back home. Kevala. Kevala, it is not so many options. If you have so many options, you won't come back home. Single-pointed determination. Yes, I have to come back home. It is covered in the 4th section called as a Kaivalya Pada. The practice got to be sustained to come back. Sadhana Pada, you had to practice for a long time. In the jackfruit season, jackfruit growers in the village at a time, maybe 100 jackfruits at a time. You can't keep it outside, it will go off. So they take off the pulp, they put it in the natural way of preserving on a low fire in a bronze vessel. The raw pulp, they stir it for a long time, for hours together, to evaporate water to make it into a dry pulp. Dry pulp lasts for years also. Why bronze? Bronze vessel, unlike other vessels, it retains about 97% of nutrients. That is why in bronze it is stirred, and long time practice is required so that the jackfruit is preserved. Our sadhana also got to be preserved. Otherwise, there are so many distractions come in our path. We have to preserve our sadhana. You have to, Patanjali talks about, Satu dhirgakala nairantariya satkaro asevito dridabhumihi. You have to stirring the raw jackfruit for long time. You have to practice for long time. Without any interruption, dhirgakala nairantariya satkara, as a, I want to bring out a better version of myself. I should be value for others. To bring out, to be of use for yourself and others, you have to practice for a long time. Why have to do? I have to be satkara. Better things should come out of me. I should be of value for others. Asevito dhradabhumihi. On a firm foundation, not a figment of your imagination. And it's on a firm foundation of knowledge. Dhradabhumihi. Satkara. Asevito dhradabhumihi. When you start practicing that one, you start getting the subtle things in your life. Otherwise, many things will go away. You will miss it. Subtle things. Vitarka vichara ananda rupa anugamat samprajnata. It is talking about when you start doing that one. Vitarka. In your talking also, wherever you are talking, you are picking up the subtle things. Other people would miss that one. When the discussion also, you always look for the hidden message. Vitarka, vichara, in your thinking also, unlike ordinary people, your thinking is a higher thinking. You are able to think deeper. Think deeper and vichara, vitarka, vichara, ananda, you are happy for not trivial things. You are seeking the happiness in higher things in your life. Ananda rupa anugamat samprajnaha. That is samprajnata samadhi. The consciously you are becoming competent. Otherwise you are without practice, unconsciously you are incompetent, and consciously incompetent. When you are practicing, you are becoming consciously competent. You become consciously competent in your life when that it's sustained further shraddha, virya, smriti, samadhi, prajna purvaka iteresham. When you are consciously competent and still you are continuing the practice, you become unconsciously competent. Unconsciously competent, Patanjali calls that one as asamprajnata samadhi. And in your people say, I can do this one job in my dream also. It's unconsciously competent. Shraddha. Shraddha means also bhakti, bhakti yoga. Shraddha. Faith should be there. Virya is energy. Karma yoga, smriti, jnana yoga, samadhi, raja yoga. Combination of bhakti, karma, jnana and raja yoga together, sustained practice through that one, you will reach, become unconsciously competent. The unconsciously to get into unconsciously competent, what you need to have like instruments are calibrated against an ideal instrument. Ideal instrument in the all the medical facility and other instruments, every year, every 6 months, it has to be calibrated. Calibrated, ideal, what is the calibration? Ishvara pranidhanidhva. You have to have a devotion to the Lord. Ideal. The ideal one is called as God. If against that one, you are calibrating yourself. When you are doing a sadhana, yes, I have to improve. What is the benchmark? I don't have benchmark. It says, have a benchmark as the God as the benchmark and do the sadhana. It helps in improving your perfection. You are moving towards unconsciously competent Ishvara Pranidhanidhya. What is the definition of God? God's definition is Klesha Karma Vipaka Ashaya Aparamrishta Purusha Vishesha Ishwaraha. What is the God's definition? He is the Klesha. Our life is full of complication. No complication. Klesha, karma, obligatory duty that I am doing this one because of my karma. Why I am teaching yoga here? It is my karma. I have come here to teach yoga. and ashaya, the desire, I want to get something out of my karma. Lord doesn't have everything is his total freedom, no complication like us. No complication, no karmic effect, and no desire to achieve what is not there. Vipaka, ashaya, aparamrishta, purusha vishesha, ishvaraha. Then, tatra, why that benchmark? Tatra, niratishaya, sarvajnyatva, tatra niratishaya, sarvajnyatva bijam. In him, he is the knower of everything. Complete sarvajnyatva bijam. He is the seed of all. That seed makes the seed in us to evolve. You need a trigger point. Trigger point, like a matchstick to trigger, you need another reference. With that one, you can trigger yourself. To trigger, he is the seed of all. He is such a seed. Everything comes out, still he remains unchanged. Bijamma sarvabhutanam viddhi partha sanatanam. I am the eternal seed, Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says. Still, everything comes out of me, still I remain unchangeable. I am not changing. Sarvajnyatva bijam. Sri Krishna talks about, Patanjali talks about, God is the one knower of everything. He is the seed of all, from which all seeds comes out. Sarvajnyatva bijam. Tasya vachaka pranava. Tasya vachaka. That seed has been extolled across the world, in all places, in all religion, whatever has been extolled, adored, it is called as pranava. Pranava means pranoti. Pranoti means glorified. Whatever you see, you heard the bird chirping, what a nice song. Whatever you are hearing, that one, because of that one, you are enjoying that one. Whatever you enjoy in your life, it is because of pranoti. Tasya vachaka pranava. His anava pranava. Pranava means another, is om. Om is also called as pranava, is uyate iti om. And his another name is om. Contemplate on that one. Contemplate sarvajnyatva bijam. And Patanjali is, why that one is required, you have to contemplate on that one, the inner meaning of that one, contemplating on that one, you come back home quickly. Come back home quickly, you will become unconsciously competent. Unconsciously competent means becoming genius. You have to become genius in whatever field you are. Yes, I had to go to university, I had to follow the syllabus, I have to follow some track, I have to go to the class, learn the syllabus. Yes, how long you can hang on to the syllabus? You have to become a genius, create a syllabus for others to follow. How long you are following other syllabus? You are always following other syllabus. You are ordinary. It says, unconsciously competent. How long I have to follow the syllabus? I become so genius. You become a creator of a syllabus for others to follow. Patanjali slowly guides us how we are coming back home. We'll touch upon next week.